So when we read and we think about Scripture, we can think about it at lots of different levels. We can look at it at face value, or we can look at it based on the times, or we can look at it as a metaphor or as an example. And the parables that Jesus gives us lend themselves to lots of different ideas about what he may be saying. For instance, today's parable, we might look at it as a metaphor. And he might be saying to those of us who have been working for Christ and his kingdom for many, many years, thinking that we ought to have a better spot in heaven than the guy who just joined up. The whole thing of the deathbed confession, and now suddenly they've been converted, and suddenly what, they get the same place in heaven as us? Well, it doesn't seem fair. I've been working at it for years. And so he was addressing that. Or maybe he was addressing the Jews and saying, you've had known the kingdom of God for 1,000 years through Judaism, and you will have the same place in heaven as these new Christians. Maybe they resented it and Jesus was teaching them not to. But suppose we take this parable at the economic level at which it is presented. And the idea of giving a daily wage to someone and a daily wage to someone else as an act of generosity. If we reflect upon our culture now, we see the biggest inequality in income from the top to the bottom that we have seen maybe since the robber barons of the late 1800s. It's amazing how those people at the top can buy yacht after yacht and mansion after mansion, and the working poor struggle to be able to put a roof over their heads, despite working 2 and 3 jobs. Do you know the federal minimum wage is $7.25, and this has not changed since 2009. 29 states have raised their own minimum wage in their states. Tennessee is not one of them. Working for $7.25 an hour isn't going to get you very far. But people say, well, that's just for your entry-level jobs. You get that $7.25 when you're a teenager or in college, you get minimum wage, and then you move on to better-paying jobs as you get more training. Well, back in my father's day or my grandfather's day, you could remain unskilled and go from a minimum wage job to a better job, still without skills, and make a decent living. You could work making pot metal at Alcoa plant back in the day and make a living wage and not have any training or any smarts. Those jobs don't exist anymore. People clamoring for a $15 an hour minimum wage may be onto something there. So maybe it's up to us. Because after all, if we are to follow the words of Christ, we have to look different from everybody else. We have to outdo others in generosity. The Lord will not be outdone in his generosity, but what about us? We like to look at those who are still working through the COVID pandemic and treat them as heroes, and indeed they are. But the person who's going to serve me my dinner after I leave Mass today deserves my generosity. I'll take a look at the bill. I want to give them 20%. That's customary. How does that make us any different from everybody else? Give them more if you've got it. These people are struggling to pay their bills. Let's be generous with the tip. Or the fellow who comes and does some handiwork around your house. You know he just busted his behind for many hours. He charges you X, give him X plus to show the generosity of Christ flowing through us. Or what about the poor guy who has to take that couch you just bought and take it up a flight of stairs and stick it in a room? Or the 2 guys or 3. What do we tip them? $5? $10? That's crazy. Let's be generous with our money. Let's also be generous in our thoughts about the legislation that these people need to make a decent living. Let's make childcare affordable. Let's get our governments to do that with our pressure and our letters and our encouragement. Let's make the minimum wage a good one. Let's make healthcare affordable. There's so many things we can do to show the generosity of Christ in the economic sphere and do our small part to even out the playing field for those who have to work so hard to make a living. So Jesus, as usual, challenges us with his words. He He doesn't let us sit on our laurels. He doesn't allow us to do the same as everybody else and think we're being good Christians. Our generosity should shine. Every chance that we get, we should be helping those who help us, those who are struggling to make ends meet. It should be different with us, and we should look different from the world. Because God's ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are beyond our thoughts, and our actions as Christians to copy what God tells us to do should be beyond those of the world. And then the world will be transformed by our generosity, and we'll feel good too, because it's the right thing to do, and if we've got it, we ought to share it. God bless you.